Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Jesus taught His disciples to pray, "Our Father who is in heaven," one of the most tender and compassionate names of God that we have the privilege, that a Christian has the privilege to call Him, is the term Father. God is our Father in the sense that when we obey the gospel, when we're baptized into His body, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, we are now adopted sons and daughters of God. Now, the term Father is not one that's used as much in the Old Testament, but throughout the New Testament. We have the privilege to call God Father because of what His Son, Jesus Christ, did. Hebrews 12, verse 9 says that God is the Father of our spirits. James 1, verse 17, He is the Father of light. And as Jesus taught His disciples to pray, "Our Father who is in heaven," Father carries with it the idea of not only tenderness and compassion and love, but it carries with it the idea of beginning. Not in the sense that God began us in some miraculous way, but rather when we obey the gospel, God our Father gives us a second chance. If anyone is in Christ, He's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all has become new. It describes not only that the Father has given us a second chance, made us newborn creatures, according to John 3, verses 3 through 5, but it describes the beautiful relationship we now have with God. Any human father who's worth his salt is one who loves and cares for his children greatly, who provides for them both emotionally, physically, spiritually. And friend, God does every bit of that for His children. He provided salvation for us in His Son. He's promised that if we seek first the kingdom, all these things of life, food, shelter, and clothing, are going to be provided. But more than that, He's promised to provide us a home in heaven. Friend, can you call God Father today? If you've not obeyed His will, then you cannot. But you can obey His will today and have the privilege of calling God Father. Jesus said, "He that believes and is baptized will be saved." If you'll obey the gospel, believe in Jesus, repent of your sins, and be baptized, you can have the privilege of saying, "Our Father in heaven."
This is the gospel of Christ.